Jane Goody to be UN Ambassador for Peace. 18th of January 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Legs up on the mantelpiece, Wales. UK celebrity Big Brother racist Jade Goody has been chosen to follow the hallowed footsteps of former Spice Girls stalwart Jerry Halliwell and become a UN peace envoy. UN spokesman Harry Knobb yesterday was gushing in his assessment of the lass. Quote, this young lady continually sets a fine example of what the UN is all about. I hope she accepts our offer to spread her own unique philosophy across to those the less fortunate than herself. Unquote. UK Prime Minister Tony Blair personally recommended Ms. Goody for the vacant post. Quote, Jade's instinct for diplomacy and restraint has been ably demonstrated in her noble conduct in resolving conflict within the confines of the Big Brother house. If only we had her ilk on board, sooner than this whole Iraq misunderstanding could well have been averted, unquote, Blair said yesterday. Once her latest stint in the UK reality show Celebrity Big Brother ends, Jade will be thrust straight into her diplomatic duties. She has been penciled in for a fact-finding mission to Mogadishu in war-torn Somalia to try and broker and promote harmony between government and Islamic militia, who were bombed last week by our glorious American allies in the war around terrors. Somali warlord Chit Bang Bang welcomed the prospect of the UN's involvement in his country's problems. He raged, quote, I will stick her fat head in the end of my gun and feed it to the rats, unquote. Jade's one-armed mother, Jack, took a break from her full-time job as a cutthroat pirate on the high seas of, rather ironically, the Indian Ocean, to express her pride in her daughter. Quote, what you say, Gangiza? Nah, can't understand you, you fucking fucker. Yeah, Jade, she's a right diamond, that one, ain't she? What's her name again? Cunt. Cunt. Unquote. Wonder if I did that right. Based on the success of her mission to Somalia, the UN intend to use her unique skills in further missions to Afghanistan, Iraq, and possibly even Iran. Former President, or UN President Kofi Annan said this morning, quote, if none of those finish her off, then there's always North Wales, unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.